You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner, editor of Cognos Performance Perspectives, the Cognos newsletter. Today I'm in the studio with Kelly Allen, our star contributor to each and every issue. And we started off this year with a special issue on innovation, a topic that, after years of flat budgets and cost-cutting, seems to have recaptured the executive imagination. Kelly contributed two fantastic articles to this issue, and she's here with me now to talk about them. Kelly, you've looked across a lot of commentators for this for these two articles. You've looked at the Harvard Business Review, Gartner, IBM, Accenture. All of these people and all these organizations are promoting the value of innovation. Why do you think that is?
Well, it seems in tight economic times, businesses are more focused on cost cutting. But with growing confidence in the economy, there's more room for strategic investment and business growth. And we seem to be seeing this sort of upswing happening now. And we're seeing this need for innovation across the board in terms of new products or services, as well as business model improvement. So companies are putting money into both sides of the business. It's about gaining greater efficiency, working smarter, and opening up the business to new, hopefully more profitable ideas. As the pundits say, innovation is an investment in the future, provides new products and services, it energizes people and organizations, and it's really an essential capability in achieving high performance, according to Accenture anyway.
So you looked at a lot of different ways that companies can innovate. What I found really interesting was the ways that companies in mature industries can drive new growth. Can you tell us about one example there?
In the research I learned that you don't have to be an aggressive startup or pour tons of money into venture capital projects. Every organization can innovate. Look at Yoplait and Cemex, which I covered in the story. They both improve profits by reinventing their products and services in new ways. As another example, IBM looked at innovation in the banking industry. Things like better branch services, product integration and loyalty programs can improve customer profitability and create more shareholder value. Interestingly, IBM also suggested banks need to look outside the institution for new ideas, especially partnering opportunities. And this could be something like linking together healthcare service providers, insurers, and banks. By the way, collaboration was a theme that kept popping up in my research. This allows you to share the innovation workload. Mm-hmm. And one IBM CEO study on innovation suggested that companies should collaborate on a massive geography-defying scale to open up a world of possibilities. And a recent Harvard Business School article talked about Procter & Gamble's new approach to research and development. What the company did was get rid of its cost-heavy, invented-ourselves model. And instead, it developed a new business model it calls Connect and Develop, which uses internal and external networks of collaborators to develop innovative projects. And this more open approach, the company sees it as the dominant innovation model of the 21st century. So it's obviously very important.
Interesting. So looking beyond the organization, it's not essentially having a bunch of geniuses in the basement cooking up new ideas. It's looking outside and having a perspective that's a lot wider than that.
Exactly. Yeah. It takes some of the cost away, and also it does open up more opportunity for ideas. And
right. So besides collaboration, what's required for companies to innovate? I mean, new ideas pop up all the time, but only a few ever take hold and are really profitable. When you were researching the stories, what did you find?
Well, you have to create the conditions to make innovation happen. So at one end, you have to have the development and commercialization capabilities, of course, to take the ideas through to the end. But really, what's most important is you have to start with good ideas. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of information about that. And Harvard Business School says you need to brainstorm and listen to voices inside and outside the company. Gartner suggests organizations should seek ideas in every part of their business and beyond, customers, competitors, mm-hmm. vendor mergers, basically anything and anywhere you can find them. You also need to let everybody play a part. The guy in shipping who can see a better way of doing something, or someone working in the storefront who's a frontline observer of consumer behavior. Mm-hmm. Customers can give you great ideas too. Just thinking as consumers, we've all seen products that are difficult to use or of questionable value. Wouldn't it be great to have a real feedback mechanism for suggestions where the ideas were actually considered by the company? And you could also take a different path from your competitors, which is what Harrah's did. Instead of building bigger and better casinos, which is the more traditional approach, Harrah's decided to focus on customers and customer profitability. And Harvard Business Review would call this a market-busting move, where you do something no one else in your industry is doing.
Right.
I've got an audio clip I'd like to play. This is with Clay Selden, who's Director of Customer Marketing at Harrah's. Listen to what he has to say about their approach.
Traditionally in the casino industry, the way to grow revenues has been to build newer, bigger, better casinos. And Harrah's decided not to go into that kind of very capital intensive game. Instead, we decided to focus on customers and focus on things that it's almost like a very retail oriented method where you always hear same store sales growth. Well, through our total rewards program, of which the Cognos tools are a pivotal part with the reporting capabilities and the analysis capabilities, they're able to, we've done sustained, I believe it's over 3 years of same store sales growth. Recently, last year, it was a 14% same store sales growth.
So basically at Harrah's, they were essentially treating casinos with a retail model. Instead of building much bigger, expensive casinos, they went after what they called same-store sales growth to get, you know, increase the profitability of each individual customer. And they have a tremendous loyalty program because of that.
Exactly. It's been hugely successful. And they just use that customer information, that customer insight, to improve the customer experience. And as you say, I mean, they have a huge number of loyal customers and a very successful business. So
right. It's really, to me, when I'm looking across these stories, it's really the role of information and the free flow of information, and that really is the fuel for these ideas. Is that something you found as well?
Yeah, I think you really need to have an information-rich environment in order for these kinds of ideas to take hold and then bubble up and turn into profitable products or services. So so it's definitely key to have some kind of information management tools, just to help you capture that and go from there.
Right, and as well, another theme that I see is that innovation is really coming from everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you really need both directions, you know, because everybody has perspective. Everyone has something to contribute in, and I think the more successful companies, it seems, they're able to take from both sides.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much, Kelly, for coming in and giving us your perspective on that. To read more about the special issue on innovation and other articles about business intelligence and performance management, you can visit Cognos Performance Perspectives online at www.cognos.com/newsletter.
Hi, I'm David Axton, president of the Sonax Group and author of the book Best Practices in Planning and Performance Management. Over the next few months, I will be speaking at a Cognos Finance Forum in a city near you. Please join me as I share how the traditional barriers to high performance are being swept away by a new class of finance professional and technology-enabled proven practices. I hope to see you there.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.